Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. 3 weeks into the government shutdown, Republican senators are expected to head to the White House today. They've got a group lunch with President Trump. On November 1st, supplemental food benefits for low-income Americans will be cut off because of the shutdown. Also November 1st, open enrollment for those Obamacare begins without government help paying for premiums. The president of the Louvre will appear before France's Senate Culture Committee today, talking about the brazen jewel heist on Sunday. ABC's James Longman has the latest from Paris.
Grand moment d'émotion, un grand moment de bouleversement.
France's culture minister calling the raid an attack on French history and culture, and that the thieves spent just 3 minutes and 50 seconds inside the Apollo Gallery. The race is on to find eight of France's priceless crown jewels. The thieves did leave behind their gloves, gasoline, and a blowtorch, all now undergoing DNA analysis.
Amid reports of predators online, investigators in Florida are demanding access to Roblox. This is ABC News.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 92.7 WMDX.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Another UW branch campus is closing. UW-Platteville Chancellor Tammy Ivetovich announced they would be shutting down the Baraboo Sauk County campus. She says there's a dedicated transition team to switch students to UW-Platteville. When it comes to staff and faculty, the university will create individual plans for each of them. The Baraboo Sauk County campus first opened in 1968. It's small. This year, there are 178 enrolled students. The average class size is 14. The campus will close after next semester wraps up in May, and then the actual facilities will be returned to Sauk County. Now, this is part of a larger trend. In 2018, the UW colleges system shut down, and all of these smaller two-year campuses were put under control of the four-year universities. Over the last couple years, more than half of the system's branch campuses have either closed or made huge changes to their operations, like switching online. When these campuses close, it's then up to the local governments to figure out what to do with the physical buildings. In Fond du Lac, they turned the old campus into an event venue. The Richland campus was sold and has become a Christian school. Meanwhile, a local dollar store has closed. The Dollar Tree on the west side near Woodman's has shut its doors for good. For a while, it had odd hours and was only open a couple days a week. There are five other Dollar Trees across Madison. And right nearby, a storefront that's been empty for years will soon open as a bank. The Jared Jewelers, right across the street from the Westtown Mall, closed in 2023. Data shows when it comes to jewelry, revenues have risen, but the number of units sold has dropped. The building is becoming a Bank of America. The chain has locations in 39 states. This will be their very first in Wisconsin. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The future for Luke Fickell. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, college football. The Wisconsin Badgers play the number 6th-ranked Oregon Ducks. Saturday night in Eugene, the Badgers are 2-5. Losing 5 games in a row, Luke Fickell was asked if he knows yet if he'll be back next year at Wisconsin.
No, I don't think any of us have a crystal ball. I've never asked the question. It's not something that I can dwell upon. It's not something that I can't tell you that it's not something that doesn't you don't think about.
Chris McIntosh, the Badgers athletic director, releasing a statement saying, Wisconsin remains supporting Fickell in his role as the head football coach. NFL. The Packers play the Steelers in Pittsburgh Sunday night. Linebacker Isaiah McDuffie on what he was most proud of in their win over Arizona.
You know, that's what we've been talking about since the start of the season. You know, just finishing throughout the entire week. That's what we emphasized, and, you know, we got the opt to finish, and we did it.
That's linebacker Isaiah McDuffie with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 92.7 WMDX.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Increasing clouds, blustery and colder today with scattered showers developing in the afternoon, maybe even a rumble of thunder. Highs near 50, it'll feel more like the 40s though. For tonight, a few showers still around in the evening, breezy with lows near 40. Currently, it's 44.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
30,000 Wisconsinites could be priced out of ACA insurance completely. Former Assistant Secretary for Commerce and Economic Development, Alejandra Castillo. What's the off-ramp here?
If you haven't called your member of Congress, you need to. The off-ramp can only be individuals like you and I calling our members of Congress and demanding that both the White House and Congress begin to negotiate a real solution.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Don't cry for me, Argentina.
Why is it that President Trump cares more about bailing out Argentinian farmers than he does about Wisconsin soybean farmers? We'll explain the connection.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Madison, more lakes, more bikes, lively politics, and WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
One person who did not like the message of no kings was Donald Trump. He was subtle. He was subtle in his criticism to prove that he's not a monarch. On Saturday night, he posted this AI video of himself wearing a crown, flying a jet, and strafing New York City with feces. King Trump crapping on America, which is insane, though I will grant, factually accurate.
Yay, Stephen Colbert. You know who loves him?
Your mom.
She does, actually. All right. I'm done with that joke now.
She does.
Your mom's been on his show.
It's my bugaboo, improper use of the yo mama joke. Okay. By the way, Rachel Maddow made a great point, Jody. They can try to spin this however they want. It was the largest protest in history, period. But she was also saying, you know, we had one huge one in 2016, the Women's March. Right. She said, now, you know, when she's reporting on it, it's all 50 states every day.
Yeah.
I mean, this is not even like a one-time thing.
Well, the one that I went to, they have a... There are people on that corner every Saturday between 11 and 1 p.m. every Saturday.
Yeah. I mean, and speaking of like AI or whatever, did you see Ted Cruz? Democrats are, what did he say? Like deceptively recirculating 2017 video?
No.
We don't have to spin it on our side. There is enough photographs and video and aerial footage that you can see how huge this was. I mean, by the way, this was the most Chip Roy, who is a congressman. Republican and congressman, also.
A putt-putt.
Outside of Lubbock.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. Or Amarillo.
It's a putt-putt and Roy Rogers restaurant.
Right.
Yeah. Chip Roy, here he is.
The truth is, the Marxists, the radicals, and the Islamists, the Democratic Party promoted this weekend, they cannot handle the truth. The truth is that there is a king, and that king is Jesus. And the president has been willing to say it. His administration has been willing to say it. And Charlie Kirk was willing to say it, and he got killed for it.
What?
What? Charlie Kirk did not get killed because he said Jesus is king or whatever. Can we review once again, Jody? He was shot by a MAGA, Christian, gun-loving, Trumper family kid who we don't know what his politics are except what the right-wing family wants to say to evade responsibility for supplying the gun to him. Yeah. I'm sorry. It just, you know what? If I have to do the mainstream media's job, Chris, I'll do it.
Okay.
By the by, Lisa says, when we have a decent human being in the White House again, and we will, we're going to need them to turn that ballroom to something useful, replant the Rose Garden, take down all that tacky gold-plated junk in the Oval Office, sage the whole place, and perform an exorcism.
I agree.
Is there enough sage for what's going to have to...
I'm growing some now.
Everybody start growing sage now. So we were just talking, I was talking before the break with Karen about my Nuremberg prosecutor dad, and just them calling any of us anti-Semites because we think, you know, Palestinians have a right to
live.
Yes, there's that.
When they have the literal Nazis on their side, this latest group chat, whatever, the guy that's up for, what, I forget what it's supposed to do.
Special counsel.
Yes. And Charlottesville, you're the one that have the literal Nazi flags on your side. I try not to watch Fox News. Uh-huh. I make you do it so I don't have to.
You're welcome.
Lawrence, you're welcome. Thank you. Lawrence Jones, I don't know who this guy is, but it's just all they do over there is just, you know, hateful, divisive, you know, bull.
He's their DEI hire.
Yes.
He's the black guy.
Well, he just declared that Zoran Mamdani wants to eliminate New York's Jewish community. No. I mean, it's just, okay. This is, and then this one was last week's. Lawrence Jones tore into moron pro-Palestinian protesters, warning the activists may eventually feel inclined to take over the planes again. It what? Wasn't Palestinians in the planes on 9/11. They were from Saudi Arabia.
Right.
I'm like,
and Saudi Arabia is a country that Trump is hugging very, very tightly.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. By the way, he's flip-flopped again on Ukraine. Did you see that? Uh-huh. Because this, God knows what Putin said, right? Or what compromise he showed them. Oh, do we have that compromise bit? That's what I was thinking. Because he literally, right? He's like, I'm going to send the tomahawks.
K-O-M.
Yeah, it was like, oh, God. By the way, did you see this? He turns into Mr. Blackwell. When Zelensky visited, he said, and I think he looks beautiful in his jacket. It's beautiful. I hope people notice. It's actually very stylish. I like it. What? This guy is in the middle? Yeah. Trying to save his country from complete destruction, right? So then he talks to him, and then Putin calls, and he's like, never mind. Oh, it's a vicious weapon, the tomahawk. Never mind about that. I think there's compromise.
It's the compromat time of the year.
You know it.
We caught you on film over here.
You know it.
It's a tape of that night. What a disgusting sight. It's that compromat time of the year.
With that friendly little building in the shopping center. Half red, half yellow. Drive by now. We transfer your potentially embarrassing film to MP4. Today at Compromat.
When we film you all night, you know it's Compromat.
Hey, yay! It's for the old photo man. In case you were old.
Bella has never used a photo mat.
No.
You know where our photo mat was? In the shopping center on the transit, right where the Carvel ice cream was, where Tom Holman originally worked.
Well, yeah.
Hey, get a funky to wear.
Cookie or Santa.
Get a cookie push.
Or Santa. You can get, you know.
Santa.
That was a cheap bastard.
Yeah.
That guy would have taken $50,000 in a paper bag.
Yeah.
He just like turned the ice cream cakes
another way.
He turned
the whale on its side and it became Santa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cheap bastard, we see you.
You couldn't understand a word out of his
mouth. Ice cream
though.
Cakes are actually really good.
They are good.
Oh, they're good.
Yeah.
They were fantastic. Yeah. I ate a cookie puss or two. That's what the kids are calling it.
How long ago was that?
You've eaten a Fudgy the Whale for sure.
You know, I've seen a lot of tweets about cookie puss recently.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why, but all of a sudden, that and Lady Matlock all over.
I love the Lady Matlock.
I don't like the Lady Matlock.
You haven't watched enough of it.
I'll try again.
It's Kathy Bates.
Exactly.
Who doesn't love Kathy Bates?
I was addicted to TCBY frozen yogurt pies for a while. Did you ever have those?
Those were good.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, cookies and cream. Okay. Can I have some Russian music? Yeah, I don't. It's just like, first of all, he has no strategy. They gave it. There's a story about him talking to his 18-year-old granddaughter. And he said Trump told her he'll hopefully get Putin and Zelensky to stop killing everybody soon.
What?
That's pretty much all he. It's just, I don't. Good. What is his 18-year-old granddaughter? Does she have a? Is she gonna? Is he gonna send her over? Because he sent Jared.
Well, she'll
to the
help
middle.
Run TikTok with her cousin.
Or her uncle, actually.
That's a plan. Hopefully, they'll stop killing each other soon. Oh my God, this is just like the Middle East. He has no plan.
No plan.
He has no plan for Hamas to disarm. For
Baron's her uncle. Not her cousin.
For Israel to stop the genocide, he has no plan at all. War's over. Okay. Trump's much-hyped Alaska peace summit, remember that? Reported collapsed in chaos after Putin veered into a sprawling history lecture about medieval princes and Cossack warlords. Oh, God. Trump can't stay awake for anything. What are the...
since he stayed away
for a Cossack.
The tirade left the president taken aback. Trump arrived expecting to trade sanctions relief for a ceasefire, because of course he did, because he's a big dumbass who's been manipulated by a KGB agent for God knows how many years now. Putin dismissed the proposal, then launched into a lengthy history of a monologue spanning medieval princes such as Burak of Novgorod and Yaroslav the Wise, along with the 17th century Cossack chieftain Bohdan Khmyelnytskyi.
Very well done.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You need to buy a vowel.
All right, you say it. Khmelnytskyi.
Khmel of Harfing.
Harf, Harfing.
Oh, much better. Much better. Okay. Visibly frustrated, Trump reportedly raised his voice several times and at one point threatened to walk out. He eventually cut the meeting short and then scrapped a scheduled lunch because... Was like, do we have to know this? It's going to be on the test. This is so boring.
Trump skipped lunch?
I know.
That's the most shocking part of that story.
What?
He skipped his...
What is he went to McDonald's.
What does he mush together? A Big Mac and a...
And a filet of fish.
Ew. No, and the other thing, too.
Quarter pounder?
Yes, he has all three for lunch and an orange soda. Oh, God, he's
You can't
a pig.
Get a quarter pounder at McDonald's.
No, it's a Big Mac and a whatever the
other thing
is. Filet of quarter pounders or McDonald's?
I thought it was just a... Yes.
Oh, meat. All right.
I used to like quarter pounders.
I mash all those together.
Ugh, gross. Okay. Politics chick says Trump literally tears down the White House. Bondi proclaims inflatable frog costumes to be part of Antifa uniform. Do they? Okay. I'm just going to ask. Do they get how ridiculous they sound or do they not?
No.
You need to talk into the microphone.
I think they're stupid.
You know, like you do on...
The politics bar.
Yeah. Molly, what are you doing
the
over there?
The politics bar.
Oh, thank you. The government is shut down. Our institutions are crumbling. ICE is kidnapping people off the street. Our military is murdering people in international waters. How is this real life? Like WTF. Every day is WTF day, isn't it? You're just...
It is.
Oh, by the way, I was talking about how incompetent... They all are. So the ones that are not incompetent are just completely evil, like Marco Rubio. I know there's not enough time to get through this every day, Jody, just the blistering amount of illegality. Marco Rubio betrayed drug gang informants to seal the El Salvador prison deal. So in order for us to send people illegally to the, you know, torture gulag in El Salvador... Secretary of State Marco Rubio agreed to abandon confidential informants who were protected by the U.S. government to seal a deal with El Salvador's president, Ukulele. Or
Bukele.
Is it Bukele?
No, it's not.
It's not Ukulele?
No.
I always get that wrong.
It's a combination of the both.
And I can't really say Bukele on the air?
No.
Do not say that.
Okay. Did Howard Nutlick say anything yesterday?
That's not his name.
All right.
We had a discussion.
What are you, a Ting Ting? That's not his name.
We had a discussion earlier about what we can and can't say on the air.
Yes, you did. Yeah. And who, he was definitely one of them.
You can't say
that. But what if I say president before Bukele?
Nope.
All right.
You can say Bukele.
All right.
It kind of sounds
All
like
right.
it.
All right. We'll go with ukulele.
Okay.
who agreed to indefinitely detain dozens of Venezuelan deportees in a brutal prison, most of which have no... criminal record of any kind. The arrangement inked in the days leading up to Trump's invocation of the Alien Enemies Act gave the administration access to the notorious CICOT. This is the torture gulag decried by human rights activists as a tropical gulag at a concentration camp. But, I mean, the fact that Marco Rubio just sold people out that were cooperating and the U.S. was protecting to be able to torture more people illegally, it's... Do we need to build another Hague? That's what we need to do. We need to build. There's not going to be enough room, is there?
The Hague has a finite amount of space, so maybe upper Norway or something would be a good place.
Okay. Gitmo.
God has tweeted.
Oh.
He said Donald's approval rating is 37%, which tracks because he's threatening the other 63%. We see that every day, Jody. Every single headline, Chris Prince for me, is Trump threatens fill in the blank. Mm-hmm. Person, institution, country. Mm-hmm.
Do I need to branch out? In my topics?
No, it's the news. It's absolutely what the news is he threatens somebody.
Am I being repetitive?
People are having a betting game now whether he's going to indict Obama after Caroline Leavitt's comments yesterday. And it's just complete, it's like, another Tulsi Gabbard bombshell. Like, what? Okay.
She's busy getting ready for Halloween.
Is she?
Yes, with that hair.
Oh, you know. Okay. Yeah, well, she didn't do much. She already is. Do they fight over Cruella to who's going to play Cruella de Vil, her and Christy Noem?
Nah, Christy Noem has it in the bag.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. By the way, let's review. Christy Noem's the one that shot a puppy in the face,
right.
And then George Santos is the one that stole money from a veteran's dying dog.
Mm-hmm.
It's charity. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's different. Okay.
And he still hasn't shown remorse for that.
Oh, God.
At all.
No. God,
no.
No. Oh, my God. They're always the victim, right?
Ay,
ay, ay. Yes, Tom says spending $250 million to build a ballroom in the White House while millions go without a paycheck during a shutdown is some serious Marie Antoinette let them eat cakes for energy. Yeah, I mean, just the latest, right?
I guess what he's telling people is that he's using the proceeds from all of his lawsuits in order to...
Some of it, and some of it is all these corporations that want things from the government, which is like corruption 101, right? One last one, just on this very subject, Chris. Who said the White House moved ahead with the massive construction project despite not yet having sign-off from the National Capital Planning Commission, which approves construction work and major renovations to government buildings in the Washington area?
Casper the Friendly Ghost.
No, the Associated Press report. Because of course he can't do this. Everyone's like, how can he do it? He can't. But no one's going to, you're supposed to have a congressional approval on top of that.
Yep.
And it's just, here we go, right? You know what we needed? We needed Steve Martin's heat. Remember when he stopped the wrecking ball from his house in the Father of the Bride? I think it was Father of the Bride, too.
It was two. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what we needed. We needed somebody at the White House yesterday.
Just Miley Cyrus could have been on it.
Right?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Where's Miley? Why isn't she doing it?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Come on,
came
girl.
In like a wrecking ball. I mean, you wrote the song.
Come on, girl.
For sake. All right. Your lover, Charlie Pierce. Sorry, Lonnie. Coming up 21 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by My Native Path Collagen. Oh, I'm getting low and I start to get panicky because, you know, if my hips become re-brittle, it's bad news.
Yeah.
Yeah. I ride my bike every Saturday like that witch in Wizard of Oz, man.
Come down the stairs here, just crunch.
Like I'm walking on, like, packing peanuts or something. Yeah,
or like your hips.
You're like, are you, you have bubble wrap? I'm like, no, it's my hips.
You're walking on fallen leaves.
No, it's not. Native Path Collagen goes right in my coffee every morning. It keeps me juicy. What am I going to do with all that junk in my trunk?
So you come down the stairs squishing.
Squish. Exactly. Okay. Right. It's the most abundant protein in your body. Your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, even look years younger. It works from the inside out. It's flavorless, goes right in your coffee, your tea, your smoothie, you name it. You don't even know it's there. And you're getting all that good stuff for your hair, your skin, your nails, your digestion. Go now. Check out the top five collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. Check this out, a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price and free shipping for the best collagen. This offer only available at getnativepath.com/Stephanie.
I am shocked and appalled.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
The proceeding was brought to you by Zepa. With over 500,000 sold, Zepa is the only FDA-approved mouthpiece that has a 91% success rate in silencing snoring. For a limited time, go to Zepa.com and use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511 and get the absolute best solution guaranteed to stop your snoring with the Happy Z-Pack and save over 24% off. Plus, Zepa will donate $10 to breast cancer research. Visit ZYPPAH.com. Use code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511 and save over 24% off with the Happy Z Pack and start improving your sleep health. Remember, Zepa is Happy Z spelled backwards. Save over 24% off by going to Zepa.com and using the code Stephanie today.
Text fees may apply.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite Satellite TV Hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With Satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to Satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to Satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Get the drill out of my face. Hey, no one wants to get their teeth drilled at the dentist, right? That's why I stopped. This is Dr. Chris Kammer from Victorious Dental. When you can heal cavities with brush-on medicine, why would you ever want to amputate tooth structure with a dental drill? There are no dental drills at Victorious Dental, and no shots either. Don't need them. For a kinder, more humane healing experience at the dentist, reach out to Victorious Dental at thedrillisgone.com.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Stephanie Miller.
Andrew?
Pardon me?
Royals like Prince Andrew?
Ugh. Gross. Okay. If he can be deduked, can't we de-president? By the way, Sarkozy. On his way to prison.
Yeah.
Hey, see how they do that in other countries?
Okay.
Yeah. Chris, who said, let's back into the healthcare industry. Let's bring back more consumer choice. Rick Scott, an expert in healthcare. He's working with people like myself and the White House. Let's design the Republican plan. Who said that?
Richie Rich.
No, that'd be Ron Johnson. So expert in healthcare means biggest Medicare fraud in history? I still don't know why that guy's not in prison, and he's in the Senate, Rick Scott. Seriously.
Florida.
Okay. That makes you that in the Republican world, meaning him, giant Medicare fraud
right.
crook, makes you an expert.
Expert.
Yeah, means you're a, expert. Okay. Ron, by the way, pointing out, Donald Trump is not paying for the huge construction project at the White House out of his pocket like MAGA claims. He started out with that lie, but then admitted more than once on video he's been shaking down CEOs and rich people who want something from the government as usual. I just follow the grift. Every single story, right? It's connected from the Middle East on down. Every
yes,
single
is.
Story is connected to follow the money. Don in Denver, City by the Bay. Hi, Don. Hi, Don.
Hey, how y'all doing today?
Good. Go ahead.
Hey, you know what, guys? I just want to share my experience at the No Kings rally in Denver on Saturday. It was great.
Good.
A lot of energy. Just, you know, it's just great to be a part of that, you know. And you know, being peaceful. And, you know, a couple of the songs they were playing, Man in the Room by Michael Jackson, as well as Twisted Sister, We're Not Gonna Take It Anymore. So, you know, it was just, you know, it wasn't just Denver, by the way. It was also Littleton. It was Fort Collins. It was mm-hmm. Boulder. I'm sure that was that way in other states, too.
Yep.
Just, you know, not just in one city, but there are other counties as well. So
We have permission to use all of that. Did you see Kenny Loggins is the latest?
Yes. That's like, good for him.
Do you remember the old show, Name That Tune?
Yes, I do.
Trump gets like one note out, and every artist is like, no, 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 no. Not that song either. 29 minutes after the hour, Charlie Pierce. Next.
Madison, students, government, lakes, and WMDX.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. We have an update to a tragic story from earlier this year. The man authorities say killed a woman in Cottage Grove, died by suicide in jail. That's according to a new finding and report from the district attorney's office. Now, this is a tangled story. Police say back in April, Jeffrey Endress hit a mother and son while they were out walking their dog. The mother, Cammie Hansen, died. So did the family dog. The 13-year-old boy was seriously hurt. Endress himself was hurt in the crash, and he may have committed the crime out of revenge. The State Journal reports there was some sort of police investigation involving one of the Hansen children and Endress's child. He was charged with first-degree homicide and attempted homicide. 8 days after the crash, the district attorney's office says he was found dead in his cell. A new statement from the DA's office, reported by the State Journal, concludes how Endress died by suicide in the lower bunk. Meanwhile, the mayor of Wausau, who admitted to removing a ballot box, will not face disciplinary action. Last week, there was a long-awaited hearing in front of the Wausau Ethics Board. Isabella Nieto has more.
The Wausau Ethics Board last week did not recommend disciplinary action to the city council following their decision in the ethics complaint against Mayor Doug Denny. In the 8-page decision, the board declined to recommend additional action because such measures could, quote, further inflame the political tension surrounding the issue. In a statement, Denny says he did not agree with all of the board's conclusions, but is, quote, very pleased that the city of Wausau can now move on from this issue. The board ordered Mayor Denny to refrain from interfering with the city clerk in her duties, including decisions surrounding absentee ballot drop boxes. For Civic Media News, I'm Isabella Nieto.
And I'm Savannah Tome Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Madison, Wisconsin. Students, government, lakes, and 92.7 WMDX.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Increasing clouds, blustery and colder today, with scattered showers developing in the afternoon, maybe even a rumble of thunder. Highs near 50, it'll feel more like the 40s though. For tonight, a few showers still around in the evening, breezy with lows near 40. Currently, it's 44.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
A very funny stand-up comic, Mr. Mike Toomey. The last time I saw a Goldie Hawn film in the theater, the male lead was giving her a foot massage, and it was the worst foot I've ever seen. I actually said out loud, I went, ew. And my aunt started cracking up.
Yeah, maybe they could have had a stand-in, like a stunt foot. Or
please,
something.
Even if it's a guy's foot, I don't care.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The John and Gordy Show.
The FCC Gestapo is coming out to take us away.
All right. Coming in hot, huh?
I just don't want to go off on the deep end here. You know, I know I'm going to do it. I know it's going to happen. I bottled everything up last night. Oh, man. You know, the family, I apologize.
Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
Wednesday morning, we'll welcome in Mike McCabe, Substack blogger and author.
And we'll keep you updated on the construction of the John and Gordy Ballroom.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Adopt U.S. Kids in the Ad Council.
We'll be right back.
of course, totally positive, totally patriotic, and totally supportive of us getting the American government back in business again, reopening and supporting the health care of the American people and supporting the federal workforce.
Representative Jamie Raskin. Okay. I mean, come on. Did you see the Boston Common on Saturday?
Yeah.
I mean, there's only one man now that understands, and that's the author of Idiot America.
Pierce.
Charlie Pierce, political columnist for Esquire.com.
Why is everybody always laughing with me?
Hi, Charlie. Get your adulterous rantings out of the way.
Good morning, Miss Hamilton.
Good morning, Mr. Pierce.
Hey, Lonnie. Still there.
Hiya, fella.
Finally, the respect she's entitled
to. I'm sorry you got the miseries today.
Aww. No, it's okay. I'll get over it.
So, Charlie, by the way, Boston amazing. Yay, go. That was
we had inflatable unicorns and frogs and stuff. We had inflatable lobsters.
Nice.
Yes.
I saw that.
Yes.
Those are fantastic.
Nice.
And we had Senator Professor Warren and Ed Markey burning the place down.
Yeah.
Along with Mayor Wu. I mean, every 250 years, we have to remind the rest of you jokes. You know? No more kings. No.
Yeah. This is where it all started.
Homie don't play that in Boston.
Yeah. Yeah. I forgot one of my other favorite signs, ice, rapey. Okay. An old
reference. We had one which I was very impressed by. A young lady, I think she's probably a high school student, had a sign that said, I was accidentally invited to this protest because I put something up on Signal.
Yeah. I thought was
pretty obscure, but, you know. Well, I thought it was also pretty brilliant.
We had a bunch of honk if you've never texted war plans. We had a lot of honking. So, Charlie, you wrote a piece. I covered this just a little while ago, but there really is not enough time to cover all the... Secretary of State Marco Rubio colluded with El Salvador's Bukele to secretly deport and imprison Latino informants without due process in notorious prisons. The deal helps Bukele mask his human rights abuses. I mean, it's like a lasagna of crimes, right? So he made this deal so that we could illegally deport people to it and torture them.
Well, not only that, but he screwed up a federal investigation.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, this deal, like, you know, comes out, you know, you've got guys that have been, busting their federally reimbursed rear ends for, you know, months on an investigation. And all of a sudden, here comes Marco Rubio to screw it up.
Yeah. So you recapped from the Washington Post, but I just there's so much in the news every day. I just I have to ask you, does anything happen with this or no? Just like, you know,
well, I have no idea. The story didn't get picked up by anyone that I'm aware of.
Right.
I don't know. Who knows? I mean, there's got to be somebody somebody, you know, obviously way low ranked in the Department of Justice. Who's kicked off about this?
Yeah,
I mean, you know, you can't put all kinds of man hours into a case and then just have, you know, get bigfooted by the world's smallest human.
Lil Marco, you refer to, yeah,
the incredible shrinking man. Yes, he's going to be fighting off a cat with a hat pin very soon.
Yeah. So
I have to reference the movie that nobody saw.
There was an eerie silence in here. Charlie, so the other story is the Lindsay Halligan texting the reporter about the Letitia James case. I mean, if that case doesn't get dropped today, you know, there is literally no justice. I mean,
well, the prosecutors are also trying to get James Comey's lawyer fired.
Right. Oh, man.
Something he did, you know, when Comey was actually being fired. By the way, that's Patrick Fitzgerald.
Yeah. Yes, who's Comey's lawyer.
Comey's lawyer.
Right. Mm-hmm. So he's filed, is that today? Yeah, yesterday, excuse me. He filed a slate of motions to have the indictment against him dismissed, obviously because it's based on a vindictive and unlawful prosecution, also challenging the appointment of the aforementioned Lindsay Halligan. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if that happens, Charlie. And she just blew up the Letitia James case by.
I think she's going to wind up disbarred, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Right.
You cannot bring. I don't care who ordered you to do it. you can't bring frivolous cases to federal court.
Right.
You know, I think she's going to be updating her resume at, you know, a nearby Starbucks very, very soon. The thing with the Justice James case, God bless that reporter from Lawfare who actually held to the iron rule of journalism, which is you cannot put something off the record retroactively.
Right. Because
there are people that would have done that.
Right. Which anybody would have known.
And I think we know who they are.
Yeah. By the way, speaking of disbarring, we mentioned this yesterday, Charlie, but they're just so disingenuous, this entire Republican lawmakers asked DOJ to refer Jack Smith for investigation, claiming he improperly obtained call logs, and they recommended disbarment. So they're saying, to the best we can tell, Smith's team went on this fishing expedition for one simple reason. We're Republicans who support President Trump. No, it's because you're Republicans he called in the middle of a coup, in the middle of trying to overturn a free and fair election, right?
Yeah. I don't think there's a bar committee in the United States who's going to take the word of Marsha Blackburn.
Yeah. Excuse me.
You need some water?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
I have a jug of it here if I need it.
Okay.
The barrel.
So well, your Dunkin' jug anyway. That's
so,
good.
Charlie, let's focus on the bad news for a minute. Trump can send National Guard troops to Oregon to protect a Portland ICE facility from violent protesters. Oh, if only there were some violent protesters there. This would make sense, right?
Appeals court ruled. Watch out, you people in beaver suits.
Yeah.
They're coming for you.
Yeah, I mean, so this was two Trump-appointed judges, but so I don't know what happens with this stuff. So then, so now what? You know, there's
it goes to the full panel.
Yeah,
and they rule on what this three-man panel, I guess, ruled on.
Right.
So who knows?
Yeah.
All I know is this is yet another. You know, litigate till everybody drops dead.
Yeah.
Well, Chris was just saying this morning, Charlie, it's like taking a wrecking ball to the White House. It's just, we're so used to, you know, can he do that? No. But there's no one to stop him.
Nobody's stopping him.
Supposed to get congressional approval, supposed to get the planning commission, all that stuff. He literally is completely lawless at this point.
I'll tell you, though, those pictures of the White House, they're not the perfect metaphor.
Yes.
For this whole, you know, both of these administrations, I don't know what is.
And again,
that picture ought to be in every Democratic campaign commercial for the next 20 years.
And because, of course, he lied. He claimed it would not interfere with the existing White House structure. He just lies about everything.
And he also said, you know, that the American taxpayer isn't going to pay any money for it. No. The people who are going to pay money for it are the people who are bribing him.
Thank you, Charlie. Thank you. So, speaking of lawlessness, I don't know if you saw the DOJ whistleblower. What's his name? Erez Rivenny. Anyway, he was on 60 Minutes. He's the fired acting director of the Department of Justice's immigration section. He alleges top Trump appointee suggested the administration would defy court orders if need be to carry out Trump's integration policy, and he was fired after refusing to sign a brief he knew to be factually incorrect. I mean, we've heard this story before, but just to hear him.
This is straight out of Project 2025.
Yeah.
You can ignore court orders.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Emil Bove. Yeah.
You know what, Steph? You're having trouble with names today. That whole Putin thing was just really rough.
Well, that was a mess. But in my defense, I do that on purpose because Russian names, you know.
That degree in Russian history you got from USC.
Yeah. Really didn't do me much good. Okay. Emil Bove, who was number three at DOJ before them, told him and other top DOJ leaders they need to tell the courts you if they tried to stop deportations to El Salvador. Mm-hmm. I mean,
that's been in the paper.
What's that?
That's been reported before.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, but it's just to watch the interview and just hear him say it, that, you know.
Yeah.
And you look at right to George Santos. I mean, Trump declares we're bringing law and order back just days after a commuting fraudster's prison sentence. I mean, I don't know what to say.
I mean, George says he's found Jesus. He found Jesus because he stole his identity.
Hey.
That was good, Charlie.
That's good. And that's hard. And that's hard.
He's a carpenter in Nazareth now.
Jesus only wore robes, so that's hard. There's nowhere to even put a wallet. How do you find his ID? I mean, that's just, well, you know.
Plus the you know, the robes would make the sweater vests unnecessary.
Yeah.
Yeah, Trump boasted his administration is bringing law and order back. Right. Okay. The FBI under my administration doing an incredible job. And then he did what he always does, Charlie. He cited a bunch of really specific statistics. And then under that it says Trump did not cite any sources for the data he posted. Because there never is any.
Right.
What did he say? He had 50% of something. I can't remember what it was now because I'm lost.
Yeah.
I get his statistics confused with RFK Jr.'s.
Yeah. Exactly.
Where 50% of the people in China are autistic or something. I don't know.
Mike, by the way, speaking of numbers, Rachel Maddow, kindly Doc Maddow, as you call her, said Christine Ohm was already a controversial figure. Then her agency spent $174 million to buy two private jets for her at taxpayer expense. I mean, what is one for hair and one's for makeup? I mean, it's just during a shutdown, this in the ballroom, it's just beyond incredible.
Oh, no. I mean, and, you know, I mean, at least the president found Qatar, you know, was willing to give him a plane.
Yeah, but then taxpayer expense to make it into an Air Force One.
Well, yeah, I missed that. But
yeah, yeah.
But, you know, it's got to be cheaper. I don't even know. I mean, I just hope somebody turns the ballroom into a, you know, a handball court or, you know, a swimming pool or a bowling alley or something when he gets out of there.
By the way, because, you know, the whatabouts has already started, Susan says, Obama built a basketball court. Look, you turnip brains. He converted an existing outdoor tennis court into a basketball court by painting lines and installing hoops. He didn't bulldoze an entire wing of the White House. I mean, it is the whataboutism is just uncute, right?
And Eisenhower put in a putting green, you know? Right. But that's not the same thing either.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's and by the way, this thing is bigger than the whole White House.
Barack Obama asked permission to do that.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
And was it Nixon that
said, hey, I want to play some hoops in the backyard?
Was it Nixon that put in the bowling alley?
Okay, as long as you do your own work and eat all your vegetables. And
I don't know. Chris was asking, was it Nixon that put in the bowling alley?
Yes, it was, actually.
Yeah.
It was Nixon who put in the bowling alley in what used to be the swimming pool.
Right. And they covered up the pool, and that's where the briefing room is now, right?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah.
But I was hoping they'd covered up the swimming pool like the one in It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah.
So Nixon would be bowling and somebody would open the floor.
I mean, Charlie, we can't make, you know, political hay out of this in the midterms. Someone posted, are you telling me we can spend $40 billion on Argentina, $1 billion on Trump's Qatar jet, $250 million on Trump's ballroom, $150 million on Trump's golf, $520 million on Trump's National Guard deployments, $172 million on Christine Ohm's jets, but we can't spend a penny on lowering our health care? I mean, if that ain't a kitchen table issue, I don't know what is.
No, I mean, you know, it's, kitchen table. I believe, like, everything is a kitchen table issue. You know, the destruction of the Bill of Rights is a kitchen table issue.
Yeah.
It may not get to the kitchen table quite as fast as, like, the price of eggs, but it'll get there sooner or later.
Yeah.
You know, when there's an empty chair at the kitchen table because Dad's been hauled off to prison in El Salvador, that's a kitchen table issue.
Yeah, or you had to sell your kitchen table to pay for eggs or something.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's right.
By the way, I hope this is David posted great news. California, early signs of the special election are in. Yes, on 50 is looking like 79% as of now. So it's looking it's looking like it's going to pass.
You knew that was just going to be a ridiculous landslide.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's the will of the people, literally.
That's the thing. I think that part of the reason it's going to be a big landslide is people are proud of California's, you know, system where they took the thing to the people.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
People are going to vote for it because they opted to have the opportunity to.
Yeah. Oh, and one more from California. Our friend Senator Schiff said, only in Pete Hegseth's Pentagon does this apparently need to be said. We should not be firing live artillery over our freeways.
Oh, God. They almost killed the vice president.
Yeah. With our own artillery. It's just, oh, God. Dumbest timeline. All right, Charlie, we love you. Jody in particular, but just in a very pure, chaste way.
Jody and I are keeping things on the down low these days. You can never tell.
You're not supposed to say that in front of her husband. All right, love you, Charlie.
I'm so bad at this. I'm sorry.
You're bad at adultery. See you. You'll never be a Republican. See you. See you next week. 49 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by you not needing something else to worry about in this whole general sweep of arm. If you're a homeowner, listen up. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles. Your equity is the target. Yikes. Here's how. And Lady Matlock can't help you.
Oh.
Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp. They can pay a small fee with your county, and boom, just like that, your home's been transferred out of your name. They can take out loans using your equity, even sell your property. You won't know until you get a collection or a foreclosure notice, right? They put it in the movable hole in a mountain, and bam, put your house on rocket skates, it's gone.
Yep.
Yeah.
Cover it with exploding birdseed.
Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or a jetpack made of beef.
Right. Thank you. If you checked your home title, what's wrong with you? Do it now. Do something about it right now. I partner with Home Title Lock. Find out today. If you've already been a victim, go to HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie. You'll get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rate you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Well, if you snore and your partner hasn't moved to another room yet, congratulations. You've either found true love or your partner has no other place to go. Let's talk about what your partner really wants in bed. Silence. If you want to actually impress them in bed, stop keeping them awake from your snoring. Give them 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep. Zepa is the only FDA-approved and patented anti-snoring solution invented by a leading sleep doctor that stops snoring at the source. Zepa has a 91% success rate and is backed by a 91-night sleep guarantee. For a limited time, go to Zepa.com, use the code Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511. Get the absolute best solution guaranteed to stop your snoring with the Happy Z-Pack. Save over 24% off. Plus, Zepa will donate $10 to breast cancer research. That's ZYPPAH.com. The code is Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511. Save over 24% with the Happy Z-Pack and start improving your sleep health today. Zepa, Happy Z spelled backwards. Text fees may apply.
No fear here, just monster savings at Verlo Mattress of Madison. This October, the only thing creeping near your bed is a deal too good to miss. We custom make every mattress so you know exactly what's inside. No tricks, just treats. Save hundreds on mattresses, foundations, headboards, sheets, and more. Monster savings at Verlo Mattress of Madison. Upgrade your bedroom and unleash the sleep of your dreams. American made, locally crafted, Verlo. Hurry in before these monster savings vanish. Verlo Mattress of Madison.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation just announced the official start date for one of its biggest ever construction projects, the I-94 East-West Project, which will reconstruct and widen a 3.5-mile stretch of interstate highway in the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County. This is a massive project with an estimated cost of more than $1.7 billion. And with this official start date announced, also came estimates for how long this will take. Construction is expected to last until 2033. At the recombobulation area, this project is something we've covered extensively, including with an award-winning four-part series called Expanding the Divide. It might be worth revisiting that series and considering how unnecessary and expensive an extra lane is, and how in southeastern Wisconsin, we're going to be dealing with construction and delays for the next 8 years in order to shave a few minutes off suburban commute times while the city streets and city problems go ignored once again.
Find all of Dan's work at the recombobulation area.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Stephanie Miller.
I can lift you up. I can show you what you want to see and take you where you want to be. You could be my luck. Even if the sky is falling down, I know that we'll be safe and sound. We're safe and sound.
Yeah. Jody Hamilton's here from
the Politics Bar.
Oh, all right. I was going to do it.
And fine. She was just on trumpet.
Okay. I was just on trumpet. That's okay. Why it took me a minute.
Oh, all right. Fantastic. Okay, and Rachel Bitticoffer coming up. Oh, hey, it's, what do you call it? Part 11 to billion of Trump is ruining America. Okay. James Tallarico, who's fantastic.
Yep.
Running in Texas, said tariffs are ruining. This is just also a story about how disgusting fair food is.
Oh.
I mean, I'm a notoriously healthy eater. I did order steamed broccoli at the best barbecue joint in Kansas City.
That is still insane.
However,
you can never go back there.
All right,
you realize that
fair food is disgusting. I don't understand it, but he's ruining that too. James says tariffs are ruining everything, including the Texas State Fair. $14 for fried Oreos.
Oh,
that's
pretty expensive.
Hold on.
That's not out of the ordinary for the fair, though. The fair is
hold
pretty
please.
Expensive.
Yeah. $15 for funnel cake chicken sandwich.
Ugh. What is that?
It's
I assume
sandwich.
It's a chicken sandwich and a funnel cake.
The bun is made of funnel cake.
That's gross.
Gross.
You don't go to the fair for like.
You don't go to the fair for broccoli.
Chris,
no.
This is gonna. I beg your pardon, lady. This is for
deep
you.
Fried broccoli, maybe.
What's the point of... Okay. $25 for a turkey leg.
That sounds about
one
right,
leg?
Man. That sounds about right. That's what you paid...
$25 for one leg?
That's about what you paid Disneyland.
Really? One leg?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
They're like gigantic.
James says DC politicians are pricing Texans out of our own state fair. I mean, that's... what do you pay at a Renaissance fair? Have you been to one, Chris?
Oh, my God. Renaissance fairs?
I do not go to Ren fairs.
I've been to a Ren fair.
How much do you pay for a turkey leg?
A lot.
Or a wench?
Yeah. A lot.
How much is a wench?
A wench is cheaper than a turkey leg, of course.
Oh, definitely, because it's a wench.
Of course.
Doy.
But everything else is very... But then for Texas, it's probably a lot different than, like, the OC fair.
Right. How about the garbage can full of beer? Isn't that what those stains...
You mean like what you have over there full of water?
Yes, yes. This is a Renaissance fair.
It's the mini keg.
I'm kind of offended that you think that I would even step foot in a Ren fair.
Oh,
yeah, my aversion to swords and elves.
I thought you would just for the turkey legs.
Elks?
Just for the
swords
protein.
And elves.
Elves. Oh, I love the fair. I love the Ren fair. I have my ears. It's so much fun. I don't go all out, but it's a fun
all
time.
Right. Fried Oreos. Why? That's all I want to know.
That sounds awful. Okay.
I've tried.
They also have fried butter.
Oh, because that's not there's not enough fat.
I like the hot dog on a stick.
Uh huh. Or cheese on a stick. Yum.
I'm going to hit her with a Nerf bat if she continues to say cute things like she's eight.
I like a hot dog on a stick.
Okay.
Can I get sprinkles on my cone?
Okay. I'm too cute to live. Kevin in D.C.
Good morning, everybody. I don't know if anyone reported this. At least I didn't hear it. But you know that a few moments ago on various media sources reported that Joe Biden rang the bell on his treatment.
He finished his radiation. Yeah. Oh, that made that. I needed a good story yesterday. Yeah.
Absolutely. I can't help but think that the 7 million or so who was out there, that's about the number of people who didn't vote.
Yep. So, but let's fix that in the midterm, shall
we?
All right. 58 minutes after the hour, Democratic strategist and just general awesomeness, Rachel general badass, Rachel Bitticoffer, coming up. Stephanie Miller Show.
92.7 WMDX. Smarter than your average bratwurst.
Maggie Dawn.
At the top of the show, former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel and I dig into Donald Trump's promise to sick the IRS on his enemies. I thought that was illegal. We discuss next.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
92.7 WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation, and home to the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation, and home to the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Another UW branch campus is closing. UW-Platteville Chancellor Tammy Ivetovich announced they would be shutting down the Baraboo Sauk County campus. She says there's a dedicated transition team to switch students to UW-Platteville. When it comes to staff and faculty, the university will create individual plans for each of them. The Baraboo Sauk County campus first opened in 1968. It's small. This year, there are 178 enrolled students. The average class size is 14. The campus will close after next semester wraps up in May, and then the actual facilities will be